Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I went online to become a private detective. It was a private detective school online, and I paid online. And I never heard from them again. I thought to myself, I either got ripped off, or this is my first case. This is a journalistic podcast, Shannon. We vaccinate our listeners with answers. And I'm going to keep lip-syncing the important questions until TikTok gives me a show. Shannon, how can the moon landing be real if the moon itself is fake?
That's not true, Mike.
Oh, isn't it true, Shannon? You're fake. You're a hologram.
1 in 5 New Yorkers are food insecure. What's your solution for that, Mike?
Fortune cookie. Because that's food and advice at the same time. Shannon, at least have the decency to backstab me, okay? You stab me in the front every time. Some fans can't watch the podcast because they're triggered by our sexuality. And message to those fans, we will leak a sex tape right into your mouth.
This is Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And you're not better than me.
Welcome to Mike Vecchione Investigates, a very special episode via Zoom, which we do sometimes to throw their listeners off. I don't like to be in studio all the time because they start to time your movements and get you down. And then if you have a fan who's an assassin, it's very easy for them to take you out. I like to throw a Zoom once in a while, throw them off my trail, and just keep things fresh. I am in Florida right now via satellite, a state that a lot of our listeners and viewers have never been to. It's probably off limits to them, but I came down here to visit my mother for Thanksgiving. And at the beginning of the Zoom, Shannon had a nice reunion with my mother and one Katie Hannigan, who accompanied me on the trip. So I came down here, flew from New York. It was very crowded at the airport on Monday, but we managed to run. The Uber driver missed the exit for the terminal. I want to say 2 times, but it could be 3. I could be wrong on that. He missed it 2 or 3 times. And it wasn't that he wasn't focused. I think he was just confused. I don't know how it happened. But after about the second time, I started to chime in. And after the third time, Katie Hannigan started to chime in. And we had a good old family argument on our hands going on in the Uber. So a lot of fun there. We ran towards the gate after being frisked through customs. I have pre-check, Katie doesn't. And we moved slowly because I tried to hang in there for her, but I refuse to take off my shoes. I will not take off my shoes. I am pre-check. I am special. I am not a terrorist. I paid $85 to do a full background check so that people would know I'm not a terrorist. And as a result, I will not take my computer out and I will not take off my shoes. That's for terrorists. And I'm not one. So that's where I am right now. We have a very special guest on the podcast, and he agreed to come on, and he's been on the last podcast we had, No Disrespect, but I haven't been able to investigate him since then. He's very busy. He's a very successful stand-up comedian, and he's moving from city to city, and I haven't been able to pin him down for an investigation. But now the time has come. The doors have closed. The grand jury, podcast grand jury, was convened on him, and he was summoned to come in, and he's come in voluntarily. And I think that's remarkable because he could have fought it and kept running. It would have ended badly. But he chose to come in digitally, which we appreciate. I'd like to welcome my friend, hilarious comedian, Paul Verzi. Paul, how are you? Thank you for doing it.
Mike, for you, I just surrender to it. I'm not even going to fight it.
Well, you're testifying via satellite. And yeah. we have comics and agents waiting in the wings up in Rockland County. For you in case you decide your testimony doesn't go well and you decide to make a move.
Yeah. Well, look, You know what? I stand by what I say. I'm here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to you, my friend.
Well, thank God you're opening up. You usually plead the fifth. I know you're tight-lipped. I know you have a code of silence.
Yes.
You and your people up there, your crew, you call them. I don't like to call them that. That implies that you're guilty of something. But your whole crew that you have, you call them your family. Your family, but I, you know, it's your crew as far as me, Shannon, and the rest of the Gas Digital investigatory team is concerned.
Yes.
Now, real quick, let me go to your hat. You have a Knicks, is that a Knicks hat?
That's a Knicks hat.
Stand behind it? You stand behind it?
100%. Live or die, you know, die hard. I've been through the pain, but I am a Knicks fan. I'm a loyal New York Knicks fan, and I'm going to be there, Mikey, until the day that we hoist up that trophy and we cry together holding each other. And that will happen at Madison Square Garden.
You could have just said till the day you die. You could have just said that, and you could have shortened it up a little bit. Paul, it's great.
I actually could have. You're 100% right about that.
What happened to your Jets hat? Is it in the shop?
I'm a Giants fan.
Okay. Well, I mean, where's that hat? Where's that? Is that being dry? Sadness?
It's a sore subject after last night. Yeah.
It's very sore. And you guys fired your offensive coordinator. We break news on this podcast, Paul.
Yes, we did. We fired him.
Jason Garrett, who was the head coach of the Cowboys. He went to you guys as the offensive coordinator, and you guys fired him.
After 26 games, we said enough is enough, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. He still had that Cowboys stench on him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. was
it's unbelievable. Quick on you. I saw you I had the pleasure of hanging out with you at Skankfest.
Yes.
And we got to do something super cool. Brett Ernst, you, me, Bobby Kelly, and later a little microscene. We met all the Italians, and we met at a bar, and I went to the wrong bar initially because I have what's the syndrome called, Shannon? Where the direction dyslexia?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on, I'm looking at the text I sent you. Direction dyslexia.
I have a disability. Paul, and you guys can't make fun of me because it's now a disability and I have it. And you could joke around before about it, but now you will be canceled if you make fun of me for getting the wrong directions. I'm directionally dyslexic.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I'm so bad at it. I think I have that too.
Really bad.
Isn't it funny how we're at Skankfest and it really is funny how the Italians found a way to still call a meeting?
Right.
We ended up having a meeting at Skankfest without even knowing it. We just all met up at this place and we watched the fight like the Ginzos that we are. It was fantastic.
We all managed to congregate around violence. Do you think that's an accident, Paul?
It's in our nature, Mike. We can't help it.
It's in our nature. And I think it's a little bit in our culture. And I didn't turn my back to you too often or Brett, because I don't know what you guys have. I didn't know if I fell out of favor. You guys got there earlier. I don't know if you had a discussion about maybe taking me out or something happening. So I didn't turn my back on you guys for a reason.
Yeah. Well, you knew. I knew. Bobby managed to find a seat. I don't know how Bobby managed to find a seat out of all of us, but we stood up and we watched those fights. We actually had UFC and boxing on at the same time. It was unbelievable.
It was really unbelievable. And you and Brett, like, you guys got the corner. I was like, what is the strategic significance of this corner? Because you guys were like, oh, this is so great. This is so great. I'm like, we're standing next to the bar. Why is it so great? And it's like, because you had positioned yourself between the two TVs, UFC on one. You guys did not just fall off the turnip truck yesterday.
No. This is not our first rodeo.
No.
And we know how to, like you, Mike, the investigator that you are, we know how to maneuver and we know how to have our station properly set up.
Because neither of you guys, and Brett's a dear friend, I had him on a couple of weeks ago. I would not mistake either of you guys for valedictorians or physicists. You don't come off like doctors. I would never go, oh, Dr. Paul, Dr. Brett. I would never make that mistake. But yet you guys, is that street smarts, Paul? Talk to me about your street smarts.
Listen, we might not be the most book smart, like you said, but when it comes to feeling the heat around the corner, looking in somebody's eyes, knowing what their intentions are, feeling what's going on in the street.
Yeah.
That's where we are the valedictorian.
That's right. That's high level, Paul.
That's high level, man.
It's very high level. So you had a great Skankfest.
It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. Got sick when I got home. I was sick as a dog for 8 days after I got home.
From watching the axe?
From watching the outdoor axe. No. No, dude, I don't know what it was. I didn't know if I had COVID. It wasn't COVID. I got a flu and, you know, just run down. But had a great time at Skankfest, dude. Those fans are incredible. That festival, man, unbelievable.
It really is. It really is something. And I give the fans a hard time a lot. I try to coach them up. It's called tough love. A lot of them are not used to it because they've been coddled all of their lives. Yeah. And when I come in and I give them that tough love, not many stick around. It's like, oh, Mike, your YouTube ratings are like, you're not that high. It's like, well, people can't handle it. People can't handle the tough parenting that I give them, the tough coaching that I give them, and they leave and they go to podcasts to tell them they're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Here, have some soup. I'm not going to do that.
No.
You know? Your life's a mess.
Yeah.
Get together.
Yeah.
And do you think that, you know, I got sick before I got to Skankfest. So do you think that it's our immune systems have been sheltered like little veals for like 2 years? And then it wasn't COVID, but you got some bacteria and it just like, it was really bad for me anyway.
Yeah. I think what happens is we've been all locked up in masks and our immune systems. Nobody's caught a cold or a flu for a long time. And now that the masks are kind of off and there are certain limitations are taken away, we're all getting sick because we're not ready for it.
But what did you think of my veal analogy?
I thought the veal analogy being the sheltered veals was actually perfect. I loved it.
Do you eat veal? Do you like a cutlet here and there?
I mean, Mikey, I'm Sicilian and Greek. Yes. I eat veal all day.
Do you eat it with an angel hair pasta or do you eat it with some kind of a Slovakia?
No, I like to go veal with the side of pasta or penne. I'm a side pasta guy. I don't like my veal on top of pasta.
I think that's delicious and interesting. Shannon is in tears because she's a vegan.
Is she a vegan?
She's a vegan.
Wow. Are you Italian, Shannon?
I am.
Wow. When did this happen?
About 2 years ago.
Oh, man. You're never going back?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that, but it works. It works for me now. I could still have pasta and sauce. It's just not the meatballs and the sausage.
Right. Oof. All right. Well, we'll fix that. That'll come back.
Next Skankfest.
Shannon is against sex and meat. She will not have sex or she will not eat meat.
Well, it's like one and the same.
Oh, that's a clip. Shannon, I think that's the clip. We have our clip.
Yeah, a little saucy.
I know when the clips are now, and that was a clip.
Yeah, and if you notice, you know, like your veal analogy, I didn't miss a beat on that one, Mikey.
No, you didn't. That
teed up, and I just turned on it, and it went out of the park, you know? Sometimes that's what happens when you deal with professionals, Mike.
Especially professionals with a bat. And I'm not talking baseball now.
I mean,
I'm
look
talking
at
in
that.
Your personal life. I know.
I mean, you just did two. You just did two in a row without even knowing it.
I know you've got a bat in your SUV, and I know it's not. You're not going to baseball practice, my friend. I know that. It's in case something goes down, in case somebody cuts you off or something. That famous Italian Greek temper, you get out.
Yeah.
Make a statement.
100%.
All right. Let's move. This is we got to move this podcast forward. Your time is precious. You told me you've been podcasting all day, and we want this one. Me and Shannon want this to be the best podcast. We want this to be the best podcast that you've done. And I know you have some high profile ones that you do, but we're a little mom and pop shop, and we're coming for next.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, you got two Italian kids on a podcast. One kid's in Florida and another kid is in his homemade studio off of his garage.
Right.
I mean, we're going to win this game, Mike. Right. We're going to win this game.
And Shannon looks like she's in her mother's basement. So I think we've got all the bases covered.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, though. Shannon telling me she doesn't eat meatballs kind of threw me for a second.
It throws everybody, but especially the Italians that I have on. They're like, they can't believe it. They're taken back. Sometimes we have to go to break. To recover, maybe smoke a cigar or something and come back on. Dusted. Shannon shocks us that way.
Yeah.
Let's go to some viewer questions, some listeners. Question one, we'll go back and forth, Paul, because I want to see how you react to some of these questions. These are the fans. These are the people. A lot of them don't have much going on. Some of them do, but some of them are hurting. Question one, how do you react when someone tells you you don't need a jacket? Then you go outside and it's cold and you do need a jacket. What's your reaction? Podcasting is reactions now, Paul. So I need your reaction on that.
That's a fantastic question. And I actually get angry because now, because I trusted you. I fucking trusted you that I was going to go outside and be comfortable. And I trusted you that I was going to go outside and not catch a cold or catch a flu. We're living in COVID times. I want to, and then I go out there and now I'm cold. It's breezy. I'm uncomfortable and I might get sick and I get angry.
Right.
And what are the consequences for that person? Mike, what if I do get the flu because of that person? What's the consequences to them?
Well, I think that when you, if you have to go to the doctor, they should do the copay. They should copay it. They got you sick.
I like that. I like that. Yeah.
And I think that there should be an app for people who get you sick. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not so much the cure. It's like, somebody got me sick. I didn't just get sick, whether it's somebody telling me not to wear a jacket or somebody got in my house, got me sick. I'd like an app. If you could do 23andMe and find out your ethnicity, you can find out who got you sick. And then that person is responsible for half your medical bills.
Or is it your fault because you're an investigator and you trusted somebody you shouldn't have?
You trusted, what if somebody's in your house? You live with somebody though. And they get you. Oh, you're talking about the jacket thing?
I'm talking about the jacket thing. Yeah. You basically took a word of a stranger or somebody that, you know what I mean? And that is that on you for being like, you know what? I'm too trusting.
Right. That's something to look at, Paul. That's something to consider. But I'm asking you a question. You look me dead in my eyes and saying, you don't need a jacket. You're fine. And then you go out and freeze. And then, yeah, I guess that could be, I mean, that's really good. You taking responsibility for your own part in that. But that person, something, that person shouldn't be walking around anymore.
That person should pay a piper somehow, some way, for sure.
I don't think, is betrayal too strong of a word for what that person did to you? I think betrayal, we don't use it a lot when we're talking about the weather, but I'll tell you something right now. I feel betrayed like Christ felt betrayed.
You know what? If you're out there in that cold for long enough and you start to feel that in your bones, that's betrayal.
Yeah, it really is.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
So, Paul, do you confront them? What's the confrontation like? Do you go right back in the house right after you walk out? You feel it. Do you know? Does something go off in your head? You walk right back in the house and go, hey, you got a minute? You got a minute? And you pull them aside.
I'm too prideful to go back in and say it's too cold. I need a jacket. So I'm going to stay out there and tough it out because they think it's warm. Right. So now I need to be the asshole tough guy and stick it out. Yeah.
Playing a dangerous game, Paul.
I am. Stupid game, actually. But you know what? Listen, Mike, nobody's going to beat me. I can't lose.
Right. I love the championship mindset. And I'm trying to tell our fans about it. It's this championship mindset. I don't care what pain I have to. I walk through fire or freezing weather in order to save face.
Yeah. 100%.
Shannon, what do you do in that situation, Shannon? Let's go to you on this one.
So it may be different because I'm a chick and I'm always cold. So I never ask anybody. I just always bring a sweater, a hoodie, or a jacket.
That's so great. The female perspective. We have to have it, Paul. Women are always cold. So probably Shannon just walks around like a mummy anyway.
old people and women always have a throwover or a blanket or something to make them more comfortable. Yeah.
And you think that's why they can never be astronauts? Because it's colder in space and it's like, they're always cold. I think that's a big reason women can't be astronauts. Shannon, you care to comment?
Mike, usually you only say women can't be astronauts when you're mad at me. So it's weird that it's just coming out of nowhere right now.
I think it fits the scenario though, Shannon. I'm talking real life here.
I guess so. I'd be miserable in space.
Yeah. Nothing to do, right?
Right. And freezing.
All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring Mike Vecchione Investigates. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Let's go to question two. Paul, if Bitcoin is the currency of the future, first of all, is it the currency of the future? Are you, do you have investments in, you've got your investment cap on. Are you invested in Bitcoin?
I'm close to buying. I'm close to investing in Bitcoin.
And,
but I'm skeptical, Mikey.
Right.
You know, us Italians, we like to deal with cash and we like to deal with what's worked. Okay. I know having a fistful of cash works and I know what that does for me. Even having my card, I like that. Telling me that something that's not really, you know, there with me.
Right.
You're basically telling an Italian kid, don't worry, it's there. You have it. That's very scary. But I'm being told and I'm being pushed in the direction of having a little bit of cryptocurrency. So
that's the ultimate, you need a jacket and you don't know if you need a jacket or not. Right. So that's the ultimate. It's the ultimate trust.
Yeah.
Who's pushing you in this crypto direction? Is it somebody that goes to a synagogue instead of a church?
It is my Greek friend. He's Greek and he's a producer of the podcast. Yeah. And he's telling me Bitcoin is the way to go. And he's pushing it hard on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does he think of Dogecoin?
Likes it too. He's one of those. He's all about, listen, I'm surrounded by people that are all about this crypto thing.
Okay.
You know? Right. And then you got Elon Musk talking about it. You got all these people talking about it. I don't know, Mike. I'm afraid, but I think I'm going to invest.
Investing in digital currency. If this is the currency of the future, what do you think's after that? Hugs? Do you think hugs are worth money and emojis? If I send you a taco emoji, that's, I just sent you $5.
I think a hug is worth something. I like that.
Yeah.
You know,
on a very visceral level.
Love as currency.
Yeah.
In the times that we're living in now, I love that. Yeah.
I love it too. But I just think that if you can do digital currency, you could do other forms of, you know, a smack, a pinch, a squeezing of the cheek. That's currency.
Wow. That could lead into intimacy.
Well, what a currency used to be. It used to be cows and chickens. It used to be we'd trade, you know. Then it moved to coins and then cash and checks. And now digital whatever, which doesn't seem to be real, seems to be imaginary.
Yeah. It's like Monopoly money.
It's like Monopoly money, except Monopoly money you can touch. Can you touch Bitcoin?
I don't think you could touch like I want a coin sent to me if I spend a whole one. No, I don't think you could touch it. And I don't like that.
Right. It's like when somebody gives you, I'm sure you make your rounds in where you live and they give you an envelope. You know, you want something in there so you can go, this feels a little light today.
Yeah.
And then you give them a real smack. I figure
that happens. Yeah. When I collect those envelopes, don't short me, Mike.
Don't short me. And you can't tell if it's digital.
Yeah, you're right.
If it's light, if it's digital.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Shannon is, we're getting a call here at the house. Apparently we don't know how to, my sister probably calling for the 50th time. Shannon, what's your Bitcoin? Do you have invested in Bitcoin?
I have not. Everybody at the studio, all the guys talk about it all the time. They've tried to get me to buy stuff, but I don't understand it. So I can't see putting money into it because I don't get it.
Is Paul crazy for wanting to invest in it?
No, I think Paul is probably very comfortable financially. So throwing a few bucks into something that could potentially have a great return may not be a terrible idea.
was very guarded, Shannon. Who are you talking to? You sounded like a financial advisor there.
Yeah, Shannon, that was good. Yeah, you could like work for UBS with that. That was incredible.
You were kind of hitting on Paul a little bit. I know Paul's probably very well off and attractive. He probably drives a great car. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to have dinner sometime. It's like, Shannon, that's not what this is.
Sorry, guys.
A Bitcoin question. Okay, let's move to the next one. This is getting awkward. Paul, how do you tell someone they have bad breath?
Oh, man. See, I'm not really good at being like, I'm not really good at doing that to somebody.
Do you hate bad news? Do you hate delivering it?
Like what I do is, there was somebody that used to come to the stand a lot, the first stand. Mm-hmm. And I'm obviously not going to use names, but the breath was a big, big fucking problem. Okay. I mean, a problem to the point where it was like a medical condition. This was beyond bad. This kid needed surgery.
Was it garlic, Paul? What did it smell like?
No, it wasn't garlic.
This is a high sensory podcast.
This wasn't like, I could deal with somebody if they're like, have Italian food, pepperoni or garlic breath. That's fine. They ate something, whatever. I'm talking, this was like a medical, and all I did was I just kind of moved away. You know, when you just like, I just kind of got out of the vicinity of the fucking grossness because I wanted to puke.
Yeah.
And what it told me was me and I'm not even trying to be funny. It really told me that me and this person will never be friends. We could never be friends. We could never be in the same car. We could never be in close quarters. So it's basically going to be a hello, goodbye. And now I'm distanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the first social distance before COVID. it was the first like bad breath is literally the first social distance.
That's really true. It's tiny vapors of a different kind.
You know what? You guys could use that for a clip too, because that was another one. That's another one. You know, I've given two in 20 minutes. I mean, that's what you get when you come and investigate Mr. Verzi.
You're spinning gold. You're spinning gold, and I'm glad we're getting into it.
Well, I'm spinning gold and I'm investing in it.
And you're investing in it.
Yeah.
You're spinning Bitcoin.
I'm spinning Bitcoin, yes.
Paul, you didn't answer the question, though. It was a good dodge. It was a good dodge.
I can't
what
give somebody
did it the smell like, Paul. What did it smell like?
Bad breath. It smelled like bad breath. Like it's
garbage, sewage. What? Give us our fans need rubber meets the road analogies, Paul. I can't let you out of the question.
I've tried to get this smell out of my life and out of my memory, but it wasn't a food smell. It was a bad breath, like morning breath, just fucking awful breath smell. And what do you say to a guy? Do you tap a guy on his shoulder and go, "Hey, dude, I got to be honest with you, man. Talking to you, being around you, just making me want to throw up. I can't. I'm not built that way. I'll talk about it on a podcast years later and just never be friends with that person."
But Paul, it's not helping that guy. Did that guy? It doesn't help him. Like a lot of times, maybe we don't know that we had bad breath. I'm just going to ask a question. Was it me?
No.
Okay.
It was not you.
Let me take a beat. I thought it was me.
It was not you.
Because I had bad breath one time, and my friend of mine, he pulled me aside and he puts some gum in my hand and he goes, "Take some gum." He goes, "You're my boy." He goes, "You're my boy. Take some gum. I don't want you walking around this way." I didn't even know what he meant at first. Then it hit me. I didn't eat anything. I haven't eaten anything all day. And that's what it was. But he goes, "You're my boy. I don't want you walking around this way." And he didn't say it. He's put the gum in my hand and then he clenched my fist so that I was holding onto the gum.
That's a good friend. Now, listen, I think if you're good friends with somebody, you know, like if me and you hanging out at Skank Fest, me and you, we don't hang out all the time, but me and you have been friends in the game for a long time. If me and you were hanging out at Skank Fest and something came a little funky, I would be like, "Dude, did you eat some, just so you know, just, I don't want you to go into other venues tonight." Right. And have that be happy. I don't want them saying that about you. Right. But if you're not really close with somebody, isn't it on them? It's like, it's their life. I mean, what am I going to do?
That's true. It's an awkward thing to broach, you know, but if somebody's constantly getting in your face, you got to go, "Hey, my friend, look, I love you." Maybe that helps. If you tell him, "Look, I love you." You got to do that.
Here's the thing. I didn't love him.
Yeah. Look, I don't love you and no one else will. if you don't do something about this breath.
I don't know who loves you, but you're going to change that if you fucking.
Shannon, chime in here, Shannon. What do you do?
I am like also really bad at something like this. I think it's similar to what Paul said, where I just kind of try to evade the situation. Because I guess the only other thing you could do is offer a piece of gum or something. But a lot of people, when you offer them gum, they're like, oh, why does my breath smell? And then you have to either tell the truth or be like, no, I'm just offering. It's just uncomfortable all around. So I avoid it.
What about if it's a goodnight kiss?
Oh my God. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I guess then you just like keep your mouth closed, just tap kiss and then leave and never see them again.
Yeah. Yeah. Any well, kind
you
of
the whole person away, Shannon, because they have bad breath one night.
How far into the relationship are we?
Yeah, she's right. I got to give it to her. She's
really?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the deal, man. Any kind of odors or smells in a relationship early, A, it's such a turnoff, and it's like, it's, and you also got to know, Mike, like if you're in an early date, you got to be on your fucking, car's got to be clean. You got to scrub yourself all over. The breath has got to be good. You got to trim up. You got to look good. So if somebody's not doing that early, what does that tell you for later? That's a red flag if I've ever seen one, man. That's a wrap. For me, to be honest with you, for me, it's a wrap. For me, it's a fucking wrap. You smell on the first, your breath smells and shit around. It's just a wrap for me.
You think something that's chronic that they have, or they don't care about themselves enough on the first date that they're really going to let themselves go.
If you're like, if there's a funky odor on date 1, 2, or 3, what's it going to be like 2 months into this thing?
Yeah.
What kind of house are you living in? What kind of animal am I dating? What kind of animal am I around right now?
We just made a huge jump, Paul. We just made a huge jump from person to now an animal. I love it. No, I love where we went with it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and, a lot of our fans need to take a listen to this because Paul's talking about a thing I've been harping on for years now. Hygiene. Check up on your hygiene. And it doesn't have to be a first date for you to brush your teeth. You guys should be doing it every day.
Absolutely.
Every day. And then you sing the happy birthday song while you're brushing it.
Yep.
Great input, Paul. How do you impress a woman with your wealth? You have some Bitcoin, you're doing well. I know you're married, I know you have children, but let's say you're out in the world, you got a couple of dollars. How do you let a woman know I have some money and I'm doing pretty well?
Well, I think the thing with me is, and all my friends goof on this, is I'm like, and I, Mike, I don't even know if you know this, but I am literally the fucking least frugal, cheap person you'll ever meet in your life. So for me, whether I had a lot of money or not, I'm always like, let's get that. I got that. More appetizers. Everybody. And here's the other thing. I like to buy.
Yes.
I like to buy. Okay. I'm not looking at prices. If we like the wine, guess what, Mike? We're getting another bottle.
Yeah.
We're getting fucking 2 or 3 bottles.
Right.
And guess what else, Mike? I'm going to be the one to order the bottles and I'm going to be the one to pay. So for me, it's not an impress thing. It's just, I like to give like that. I like to have a good time. And I don't like people thinking about money when we're out. I like people to just enjoy the time.
I think a lot of our fans are moist and
as they should be.
I think what you're talking about is an abundance. That's why you're an abundant guy and you draw wealth to you because you're not worried about holding on to it. You're worried about, oh, it's an endless flow of wealth coming. I'm going to do the meditative interpretation of what you just said, Paul. You have an endless supply of wealth coming to you. Therefore, you're buying. You want your friends to have a good time. So you're just flipping the bill and figuring money is going to come. It's going to keep coming. So why not spend on the people that you love? Is that a fair interpretation?
It's either that or I'm incredibly stupid with money and I'm going to be broken. I'm completely irresponsible.
I don't think it is. I think it's the first thing. I think that you're confident in you're sending the universe a message. I'm confident in the fact that I'm always going to be making money. So the fact that I'm spending a few $100 on a dinner here and there is not going to matter. More is in the mail. It's coming.
I think that that's more accurate. Correct.
Or on the text, depending on how you get Bitcoin. I don't even know how you get it over your phone, I would imagine.
I think it's an email or a text. Yeah. How I have it, I guess.
A special fax. what I like to do is I figure, you know, I'm out, I'm dating, and I want to show someone I have money. I go piano shopping. Do you want to go piano shopping today?
And they go, what?
And they're a little off. I'm like, yeah, I want to buy a piano for my apartment. And today's the day that I had blocked out. I had it double booked. I have a date with you. And then I was supposed to go piano shopping. So I've got to head over to Steinway in Midtown at the piano store and pick out a model. Do you want to come with? And then we can hit dinner after that.
I fucking love that. The piano shopping is perfect. The only thing above that is like exotic animal shopping.
Yes.
If you go pick up your tiger,
right.
Or if you go pick up something and they're like, wait, where are you going to keep this? And you're like, don't worry.
Yeah. You got to go. You don't got the right to ask me those questions right now. This is our first date. Piano shopping, Paul, as opposed to the exotic tiger thing, because that could be like, oh, you're crazy. Piano shopping is you're cultured.
Right.
You have a huge apartment, obviously. And you're high end. You're musically talented. Oh, they go, do you play the piano? I go, no. I'll hire somebody for that.
No. Yeah. Or it's for my guests that like to just mess around when they come over.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it.
So, Shannon, would either of those things turn you on, exotic animals or piano shopping, if you were on a date? And what would you do to impress a man?
Okay. So I'd prefer the exotic animal shopping. I think that would be fun more than the piano, because I feel like the piano is more of a show off.
You know, I knew you were mad. I knew you were mad about the astronaut thing. Now you're taking it out on me during this question. And I know you well, and I know what you have a hidden agenda now, because I said women can't be astronauts earlier in the podcast. And now you're using that energy to say that I'm wrong, and it's hurtful.
Okay. I stand by it, Mike. I don't like the piano shopping.
Piano shopping is too showy.
Yeah. It's like, you're doing it on purpose to be like, I have so much money.
But what if I go, I'm sorry. You're going to kill me, Shannon. I'm sorry. You're going to kill me. I double booked this thing with our date, but I figure if we can just mesh them together, I would so appreciate it if you would just come with me.
So, but I'd be curious, like, do you go piano shopping by appointment?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah,
it is.
As far as you know, you don't know anything.
I don't.
I'm trying to buy a piano, so you know nothing.
No, because then it'd be like, oh, so I guess I am as important to you as like buying some frivolous piece of musical equipment. I don't like it, Mike. I'm sorry.
Wow. You really turned that around. Turned it around hard.
And as far as impressing a guy, I mean, like, I feel like as a girl, all you have to do is like look good on the date.
You're right about that. You nailed that one, Shannon. You just got to look good on the date. Your currency is your hair and makeup.
Right. Outfit too.
Outfit and your cute outfit. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at rockauto.com. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure you tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Mike Vecchione Investigates. rockauto.com. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Well, okay, let's go to the last question. This is the last of our fan questions. Is face, this is for Paul. Let's get Paul close up again, because I want to check his facial tics to make sure that he's answering it correctly and that he's not lying. Is Facebook listening to your conversations, Paul? Yes or no?
I don't know about Facebook, but I think Google, I think there's some sort of search engine in the phone that definitely is, for sure. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when you talk about something and then those ads come up on the phone,
right?
That's happened way too many times. So something is definitely, yeah, I believe they're
as a shifty Italian, do you have fake conversations in order to throw Google off? Oh, I want to go piano shopping. And then a bunch of pianos come up and you're like, aha.
Yeah.
Not interested in that.
Yeah. I like to throw, you know, we have, like I call it we wired ourselves. Like we're like, we have a rat in the house and it's Alexa, right? Yeah, yeah, Alexa right. is just a bug. We've bugged right. ourselves. So, but I like to say to Alexa, Alexa, play Christmas music. Alexa, what's the temperature? I like to say all those, you know, nice things so they don't really know. And then we go in the garage when we really want to talk. With our hands over our mouths. And that's where we discuss everything is in the garage. But when we're in the kitchen and Alexa's around, oh, should we make Christmas cookie? You know, those are the conversations. And then when we really talk, you know, we leave.
So you try to bore whoever's listening to death.
Yes.
And then
yes,
the real conversation.
Just overly talk about holidays, overly talk about you can't wait to see relative, almost to the point where Alexa is, yes, tuned out.
Yes.
And then that's when you come in.
That's awesome. It's awesome that you have a garage too, Paul. Go out to the garage.
Yeah, two car, by the way. Two car, yeah.
You're right, Shannon. He is doing good.
Probably enough room for a piano in there. Who knows? Yeah,
enough room for a piano. I was just going to say that, Shannon. Thank you. All right. That's all our fan questions. Thank you to our fans for writing in.
And wow, this is fun, man. That was fun, actually. 40 minutes.
It was very fun.
Beautiful.
Structure of this podcast, Paul?
Dude, listen, man. Anytime you do a podcast and 40 minutes goes by that quick, that means you're doing so. You guys are onto something, man.
Is that 40 minutes?
That's 40 minutes almost.
I want to give a shout out, Paul, and you can also chime in here. Grammy nominations came out today. And I believe they are. I hope I'm not missing anybody. Dave Chappelle, Lavelle Crawford, Chelsea Handler, Louis C.K., Louis Black, Nate Bargatze, Kevin Hart. Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to them for the Grammy for the comedy album. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And yeah, pretty unbelievable. So we're both stand-up comedians and the Grammys are a huge deal. And there's some, those comics are great. So I've been on the road with Nate and Louis. So those guys are unbelievable. So congratulations and shout out
to those guys. That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. I wish all of them could, well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them could win.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
It's an honor.
Let's go to Shannon. You're going to love me for this because I didn't forget. Let's go to plugs right now.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Closers only.
Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm going to have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. Wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Thank you for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates. We appreciate your 5-star ratings and reviews. Please continue to listen and share and the YouTube premiere every Monday, 9 p.m. I try to stop in. Thank you. Please continue to listen and share. We love you guys. We're always working to make the podcast better. We're always adjusting. Follow me at Comic Mike V on Instagram and Twitter, comicmikev.com. On all social media, the link tree for any social media platform that you have, I'm on it. But mostly Instagram and Twitter, I'm on at Comic Mike V. Check my schedule for MikeVecchione.com for future dates. And also the Patrice O'Neill benefit will be January 18th. So make sure you buy tickets to that. And then look at MikeVecchione.com for future dates. I'll be on the road with Nate a little bit more. And so just, you know, look out for those dates. Paul, what do you got?
When's this come out?
It'll come out Thursday.
Yeah.
It'll come out when?
Thursday. It streams on Thursday and then releases on free platforms next Tuesday.
All right. Well, I will be at this weekend, two shows Friday, two Saturday. I'll be at the Bridgeport, Connecticut Stress Factory, Vinnie Brand, Stress Factory, Bridgeport, Connecticut. This weekend, four shows. I'll also be at the Parks Casino in Pennsylvania on December 2nd. And check out the Verzi Effect podcast, which is my own podcast. I also co-host the Anything Better podcast with Bill Burr. You can check out my YouTube channel and paulverzi.com. All my socials, Paul Verzi, that's V-I-R-Z-I. Got a special that's coming out early next year, so hopefully you guys check that out. And yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Shannon, what do you got?
You can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to Mike Vecchione Investigates, you can also watch it live for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. It's absolutely for free, but the best way to support the show is to go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use promo code MVI. You'll get a 1 week free trial plus access to every other show on the network and every episode we've ever done. If you have questions, comments, or your own, if you have a video of your own investigation, send it to MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and tell a friend, and go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. That's it.
I also have one more thing to plug. Please listen to my other podcast, The Macaroni Rascals with Greg Stone. It's on Patreon, but it also gets released for free. But sign up for the Patreon if you can. There's a couple levels. So Greg Stone, who's hilarious, also it's a duo podcast, The Macaroni Rascals. A lot of you don't like to get your hands dirty with these investigations. You're looking for something a little more fun, a little more a comedic back and forth kind of thing. And that's what the Macaroni Rascals podcast is. This is a hardcore investigatory podcast. We're not going to change it. We're not going to change it. So for that kind of podcast that you're looking for, it's the Macaroni Rascals on Patreon. So that's plugs.
You think comedians should just not do podcasts? We should just start asking for money. Just no more Patreons. Just go on and be like, listen, if you're a fan, can you send me some money? How about that? You know, come to my shows. It's too much podcasting, Mikey.
It's too much podcasting, and it's too much content, and I'm about to fake a spinal injury and do a GoFundMe. How about that? I will fake a spinal injury if you guys do not give me your money, okay? So reach down into your little pockets and hand over your stimuluses.
That's it. A couple bucks here and there never hurt anybody.
All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about one of our fantastic sponsors, Yo Delta. Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high, really super duper legally high? Well, then now it's time to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta. Home of all the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Now, Paul, I went to a car show this weekend in LA. I went to Wood for Nate, and it was, I saw some amazing stuff. I'm not a huge car guy. I don't own a car. So I did have a car. It got stolen, and now I am carless. So, but I live downtown, so it costs a lot of money to park a car. So space is at a premium. And so I don't have a car, but the cars that I saw were pretty amazing. What's your favorite? Well, first of all, what do you own? If you care to share it with us, if you feel like our fans are going to be tracking you or getting a beat, if that's too much personal information, I understand it. What do you drive? What do you like to drive?
Well, my favorite right now, we have two cars. We have a truck and we have an SUV and a sedan. Both are Lexuses. I have a Lexus ES350. My wife has a Lexus NX200. I moved to Lexus from Toyota. I always drove Toyota Camrys because they were so great and reliable. Right. Then upgraded to the Lexus and it's the best. But now
can I ask you a question before? I mean, our fans have to know some of this stuff.
Sure.
When you say it's a Lexus plural, when you say me and my wife, like when you go, somebody's talking about, you know, you go, hey, don't talk about our Lexuses. Don't talk about our Lexi. You have two Lexuses. And that doesn't sound right. Let's get the parts of speech correct here for our fans who own bikes and probably can't afford a car. What do you say? Lexus? It's our Lexus with an apostrophe on the S?
No.
Hearing that there's two?
No. Our Lexuses. Is that right?
Yes. I don't know what's right. You own the cars. Whatever you say is right, Paul.
I say our Lexuses.
Okay.
Yes. And the reason why is because, well, here's what happened. I got a Lexus and my wife is like, fuck that. You're not going to be the only one with a Lexus. So, right. then she upgraded her truck to a Lexus truck. But once you drive a Lexus, it's a wrap.
Did it almost break up your marriage? You bought a Lexus and she goes, who's he think he is?
That's
and
actually
checking your phone.
That's actually pretty close to what happened. I bought the Lexus without telling her. I just went to Lexus.
Yes, queen.
I went to Lexus with Giannis Pappas, and I was like, this is a good deal. I'm going to get this thing.
And AKA then, bad influence.
Yeah, AKA, but yeah, because I also bought a rifle with him too. So every time me and Giannis go out, I bought, my wife is not happy when I go out with Giannis because one was a Lexus, one was a gun. But my wife goes, Geico just hit me up. Did you buy a fucking Lexus? And I go, yeah, that's what I did. I bought a Lexus. And she's like, what the? And then she got the Lexus now too. But right. it's a phenomenal vehicle.
How did you calm her down with a test drive?
I calmed her down by going, you're getting one too.
Yeah.
So we could trade your thing in. We could trade your Nissan or whatever it is. And we'll come back and get this one. And since I got one, I'm going to get you a deal.
Paul, you pulled an Oprah.
Well,
you pulled an Oprah. Everybody gets a Lexus.
Everybody gets one.
Oh, my God. That's a hell of an impulse buy, Paul. Now, what went through your head when you went to the dealership? Did you intend to buy it and almost destroy your marriage and family? Or did you go, there's something that just flipped and the salesman made such a good argument. You're like, I gotta walk out of here with this car.
What happened was Giannis knew a guy that worked there and said, and the guy Giannis goes, he'll buy if it's a good deal. Like if you could get him something that makes sense, he'll buy. So the guy started crunching numbers. I looked at the car, the numbers kind of made sense. And I made the impulsive buy without talking to my significant other. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. It was uncomfortable for 2 days, but then everything worked out.
Did you have to sleep in the garage?
I slept in the Lexus in the driveway.
Slept in the Lexus. But fortunately, it has great seats and the interior is better, more comfortable than your bed.
I slept in white leather heated seats. So
talk to me about the seats now, Paul, because we're on a good run here. Do the seats massage you?
The seats don't massage, but they heat.
Oh, okay.
And the steering wheel heats.
And you took a lot of heat for the buy.
And I took a lot of heat. There was heat going everywhere, Mikey.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So how long until she buys her Lexus? And she buys the SUV? You bought the sedan.
I got the sedan. And then she had like a Nissan truck. And we went to Lexus and said, get us out of this Nissan and let's get her into one too. And they worked out probably a week later. Yeah.
Answer this straight up. Where is the rifle at this time right now, as we're speaking? Are you keeping the rifle in the car?
No, the rifle is in the home.
Yeah.
It's away from where any kind of kids can, you know, I walked home with the rifle. Giannis got a rifle too.
Yes.
And we came home.
Did they give you a deal? Was it buy one, get one?
It was actually during COVID when everybody was freaking out. So they were like clearing racks, dude.
Right.
I'm not even joking. Women were online buying handguns. It was a free for all, dude. Yeah. Dick's Sporting Goods was bare. Okay. And we ended up walking out of there, two rifles, ammunition. By the way, can't keep it in the same place in the car. Did you know that, Mike?
You can't keep the ammunition with, and I'm sure our listeners know this, they're armed. But you but you can't keep the ammunition in the same place as the...
No, so the rifle's got to be in the trunk and the ammo in the glove box or vice versa, but they cannot be in the same thing. And when you buy a gun, the person that you purchase it from has to walk you to your car with it.
Oh,
yeah.
To make sure you don't come back in?
So you just get escorted out with the purchase and the right. paperwork, and then they want to see you get in the car and leave, yeah.
So you can't, because you could take the firepower somewhere else,
exactly.
be a maniac somewhere else.
Yes.
You have the rifle. It can't be in the same location as the ammunition. So you got the rifle in a cupboard. You got the ammunition under the mattress. Where do you keep the scope?
I want a scope, actually, but I don't have one. Yeah. I don't have one.
And you're not going to be able to pick people off from a long distance ball.
Yeah. And we got a we got 22s. I just want to be clear. We didn't get some wild shit. We got something that, you know, it's a semi-automatic 10 shot. I got 10 shots. So listen, Mike, I got 10 shots. You better come with 11.
Right.
You better come with 11 because I got 10.
Is that a rap song? It sounded like you were rapping at me, Paul. You better come with 11. You better come with 11. I was like, oh,
you better come with 11 because I got 10. That sounds good.
This white boy can spit. I mean, that's what I started saying. That's mad rhymes. I'm sorry. So you went Toyota to Lexus. Now I went to a car show. You have responsible, I mean, they're higher end cars. They're good cars, but your career is going, it's on the upswing. You keep growing and growing your audience. And I think soon, if it hasn't already happened, you're going to have some FU money and you're going to be able to go out and just get a sports car. Because it's just because it's what you want to do. I'm going to do it for a midlife crisis. You're probably just going to do it because I can do it. It's a sports car that I want to drive around town with. What is that sports car?
I mean, this is like meant for us to do this podcast because this is exactly what I'm going through right now is I want an electric car because I drove a Tesla. Okay. There's two cars I'm looking at.
Okay.
If I get that car that you just asked about, one is a Tesla and one is the Porsche electric, but the Porsche electric is kind of is a lot. The Porsche electric is like 80-90k. The Tesla is like 50k. But dude, I drove a Tesla, and when they say once you go Tesla, it's the fastest. It's incredible. It's like you're in a video game. It's amazing. And the thought of not going to be able to charge in my garage, not right. go anywhere. You know, Mikey, Italians, we like staying home. Imagine you just charge the gas stations at your home.
But is there a lot of charging stations out there in case you do go a little bit far? Are there enough charging stations?
Well, there are charging stations for Teslas more and more. The mall by our house, which is 10 minutes away, but it's in your garage. So, and if you get the higher model one, you could go almost 400 miles. That's like past West, like that's further than West Virginia. So it's good.
Oh, wow. That's a long way. 4 hours.
Yeah. It's, I mean, 400 miles is far.
That is far.
Yeah.
And it's good that you can't go too far from home. You have to recharge. You have to come home to recharge. I do kind of like that. You have to stop back home to recharge.
Yes.
Is the one you want a two-seater or is it a four-seater?
I'm always a four-door guy. I don't like the small. I like the, you know.
Do you think that if you're a family man like you are and you wanted to buy a two-seater, would that be a sign to your family, I'm leaving? Me and your mother are going and you guys are just gonna have to fend for yourself. There's not enough seats for you guys. Sorry, there's not enough seats. I saw a single car at this car show. I saw just a one passenger car. I'm like, that guy just got a divorce. That's a good car to get once you get a divorce. Like, I don't want anyone around me. I don't want anybody in the car with me.
Yeah.
So send a message if you got a two-seater to the kids.
Got a two-seater that was like only, it would just be like, Dad, what's going on here, man? What about us? Yeah, especially my little girl. My little girl doesn't play that shit. My little girl is, Mike, if you met my little Sophia, like Lucas is like empathetic.
Right.
Sophia is just, you know, here's what happened. We recently told the kids about Santa, okay?
Oh, wow.
It was not good. You know, my son got real upset. You know, my son knew.
How old is he?
My son is 12 and he knew, but we never told him. Right. So he had this thing for 2 years. So from when he was around 10, he started to have questions, but never really wanted to know. And finally, my wife goes, you know this. And he got upset. My daughter is 9 and she just goes, yeah, I knew 2 years ago. Like my daughter knew, wow. You know, she just knew. She sniffed it out, man. She knew, you know.
Wow. And your son knew too. He didn't want to admit it to himself. So that's a tough day.
He just was like, I'm hearing things that it might not be, but I want to, my son has got that, you know, and it sucks when you see your kids lose that innocence, like right. Knowing that we're the ones that were getting the gifts.
Right.
Something is taken from them.
And so he had his ear to the streets and he actually knew it before.
He had his ear to the street.
Just knew it implicitly. She didn't even have her ear to the streets. She figured it out from
my daughter is the streets.
She is the streets.
my daughter is the streets. My son had to kind of, you know, come to grips with it.
Come to grips with it.
Yeah.
Were they grateful? Like, I remember when I found out and I was so grateful that my parents got me. I'm like, you're buying these gifts? That's incredible. Like, I was so grateful that my parents, I couldn't imagine it. I'm like, you bought all these gifts. It's pretty incredible. Thank you. Did they have that reaction?
My son was just upset. And my daughter, like I said, my daughter did say to us last year, she kept questioning it. And she literally said, this is true. She goes, I'm going to tell you guys right now, if he's not real, I'm going to be pissed. She said those words.
I love a child who gives the parents the ultimatum.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to flip out.
She was upset with it. My son was cool with it, but he was a little more, my son was hurt.
Yeah.
My son was hurt. I found out awful. I was 8 years old and my stepfather just looked at my mother and goes, we got to just tell him enough's enough. Santa's not real. And I go, what the fuck? Like, it just hit me. I was like, what? Yeah. So I kind of, that's kind of like not resentment, but you know, it's not a good.
I think
like you still believe in Santa Claus.
I was 7 when I found out. And then I think the two big ones are when you learn about Santa and then when you lose your virginity. I learned about Santa when I was 7, lost my virginity at 16.
I learned about Santa while losing my virginity.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. A lot of our fans are aroused by that, Paul. I'm not going to lie to you. If you didn't mean it that way, I know you were just saying it, but yeah. A lot of our fans are aroused and we're probably going to get some mail from that. Probably looking up your address. What is your dream car? Let's get back to it. Your dream car would definitely be
right now. The dream car is an electric and it would be either like a souped up Tesla or the Porsche electric that came out. That it's called a Taycan, CAYCAN. And it's really nice. It's fast. You know, I would go white. I would probably go white, 4-door Porsche.
Because of privilege?
I'm an Italian. I like the white leather. White. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Taycan. Is that Bitcoin language?
It's just the name of it, but maybe the Bitcoin investment gets me it.
That's it. I think that's it. A Porsche. We saw a bunch of Porsches there. I'm going to say a word. I want your reaction to it. Lamborghini.
One word?
Lamborghini.
Beautiful.
It's an unbelievable car, isn't it?
It's and they make a truck. They make an SUV now, which my buddy was in yesterday. We have a buddy. I don't want to mention the name because if I mention the name, people will. We have a buddy that I was talking to yesterday in Los Angeles and he was in the Lamborghini truck.
Wow.
And the Lamborghini SUV is incredible.
Was he helping a friend move a piano?
He was looking for an exotic cat.
Because the bad thing about having a truck is that all your friends ask to help them move. And it's like, as soon as you get the truck, the memo goes out. It's like, oh, you have a truck. Can you help? And then you have to lie to you. Like, I'm out of town. I'm helping another friend move. You have to create a whole backstory. And
no,
a Lamborghini truck, it's like you have to help your rich friends move.
No, but if this Lamborghini truck pulled up, you wouldn't even think about putting anything in it because it was just, there's no furniture going in this thing.
No?
No, because it's like a sleek, small kind of, you know, it's not something that you open the back and you throw a dresser in.
No. What do you throw in there? Champagne?
A Persian rug.
Okay.
Yeah.
High-end stuff.
Persian rug, yeah.
Well, my dream, you know, I don't have a family. So, I mean, I have a family, but I don't have my own family, Paul. So, not a wife or children. So my dream is to buy a Lamborghini and then, you know, I'm going to spend most of my time chastising people for not knowing how to open the doors correctly. And they're going to try to open it. And I go, no, no, dumb, dumb. It's not a poor person's car. You don't open the door out. It opens up like a spaceship. Just, you know what? Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Get away from my Lamborghini. That's going to be how I spend my time.
Oh, that's the greatest. That is so vintage Vecchione. I fucking love that. Yeah. Just you're too broke to know where the handle is.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Go home and go to YouTube and Google it. And then next time we hang out, then you could figure out. Then I could fuck with you. But until then, go back into that 1989 Saturn and fucking go home.
I'd have to tell them. Yeah. Get away from my car. Get away from it. Paul, we're winding down here. I want to talk to you about interior a little bit because you said that your seats get heated, but they don't massage. Do you want seats that massage?
I think that's too much for, I think that's too much for a car taking you place. You know, it's funny. After I get off this podcast, this is 100% true. My Lexus is being my, I have a loaner car now from Lexus.
Right.
My Lexus right now is being maintenanced and, inside and out detailed. Mm-hmm. And I got to go pick it up tonight. I'm going to pick it up, the detailing and stuff. And I'm big on the cleanliness of the car.
Yeah.
That's a very big. And when you have two kids, it's hard.
Right.
You know, they got all kinds of shit in there and they don't care about wrappers and stuff like that. So I try to do as good as I can do with the car. But I like a car to be clean inside, but I don't want all of that stuff. I don't want a massager.
Right. It can put you to sleep. It's dangerous. It can put you to sleep while you're driving.
Yeah, it gets too much to be. I don't, you know, no TVs in the car. No, I just like heated seats, you know, but yeah, that's where I'm at with
that. I don't want a massage or touching my lady either.
You don't want to
like the car is massaging. It's getting to her where she needs to go. Why she need me anymore? You know right. what I mean? It's like, stop trying to like be a good car, but don't try to replace me by massaging my girl, by getting her everywhere, GPS, giving her direction, like. I don't music. It's like, what am I needed for?
Yeah, like, why are you spoiling her? Everything. Makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, Paul, you have to pick up your car. I know you got a lot of other things. You're very busy and continued success, my friend. You're doing great. And thank you for coming on. I know it's a time. It's really you're crunched for time. So I appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you so much.
No, dude, I love it. I love it. It's so fun, man. It's so much fun. Anytime. And I got to get you. You got to come on the Verzi Effect.
Absolutely, buddy. Just let me know.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. For Shannon, for Paul Verzi, I'm Mike Vecchione. This has been Mike Vecchione Investigates. We will see you next week.
Guys, thank you for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates. And if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code MBI. You will get 1 week free. Thank you again for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates on the Gas Digital Network.